Hi, I'm Ian Green here at the Erga Education Conference at the University of Adelaide, and I'm talking to Kate Jaram. And Kate, you're a big fan of TBL. Tell us about TBL.
Team-based learning. It's actually been around for decades, actually, very much used in the medical education community. But I find it's not only a powerful way to address so many of the problems that anytime educators get together and we talk about and worry about and keep trying to address, TBL covers an awful lot of those. But the nice thing is it's not an all or nothing approach. The fact that, you know, there's a whole lot of elements. It includes JIT, PBL, and most of the acronyms that we throw around. And the thing is, if you really like something like the Lotto Scratchy technique for answering questions and getting immediate feedback, or the instant marking schema so that you can find out right there and there in class what your students did or didn't understand, or the putting the online lectures on first so that you don't actually stand in class telling them what the textbook said, but they've already passed that and you can actually deal with what they didn't get from the textbook in class. You can just take any one of those and apply it. You don't have to do the whole TBL methodology. Mind you, doing the whole thing certainly has powerful results, but it's not all or nothing.
Okay, and so for the benefit of our wider audience, then this TBL approach does involve some interesting concepts. One is you divide your face-to-face lecture into a set of teams, and those teams solve problems and scratch scratchies on pre-organized sheets and give them to you to assess. And also, one interesting feature of it is that the teams can contest the various answers to the questions. So you develop a kind of a debating structure in your classes. Can you tell us a bit more? All this stuff is really interesting and kind of cool and different.
I think one of my major frustrations is getting students away, and I don't care where they come from or what their background, students arrive with this, there has to be a right answer I can memorise the night before the exam and forget the day after approach to learning. And my discipline, I'm in information systems, but just about every other discipline of every other lecturer I've ever talked to, it's not about right wrong. It's not about memorisation. If you're preparing for any future professional career, it's about critical thinking. It's about evaluation. It's about not knowing this one is right and those four are wrong. It's knowing out of these four or five really good options, this would be the weakest and that would be the strongest under this circumstance, and in this context, that one would be the strongest. And this trains the students in developing that. I mean, if you structure the TBL course correctly, it's about learning what is the better answer rather than the right-wrong answer. It's about the students come to class prepared with having learned content, so that class is actually about learning application, analysis, synthesis and evaluation, and creativity developmental issues. So, I mean, our normal lecturing structure is they come and learn the content in class and they go away and try to work out how to apply it by themselves when there is no expert around, no teacher, no lecturer. With TBL, they do content first and then they come back and they're actually engaging in it and finding out what they did and didn't get in the content, what they can and can't apply, there where you are.
Okay, it sounds interesting. And so in the face-to-face lecture, at least part of it is you're the master of ceremonies for the debate. Is that a new kind of skill that educators taking this approach need to learn?
I don't know. I think it's been around for centuries. But essentially the appeal process that you originally asked me that I didn't exactly answer in the last question is about the fact that they come in, they have to have read the textbook and done the online lectures. They come to class, as soon as they get in, they sit an individual exam. Then they sit a group exam on the same questions. So even if they got it wrong as an individual, through the exploration, the groups tend to get much more right than they did as individuals. And then they can stand up, and because the group ones give them instantly, which is the official right answer, they can then stand up and debate it. So I go through the questions again and they can say, I think my answer was better than yours because. And we have some really lively debates where students defend their answers and their reasoning, and quite often I'll award them the points that they otherwise wouldn't have got. But it's mainly the engagement and the thinking.
Okay, that sounds very exciting. And you've seen some very positive results, I think, in terms of better performance already within a year or so. And our audience can have a look at your results via the Erga website. Kate, thank you for talking to us.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.